What Michael said.
What a fool I can be sometimes. I can be so dumb, stupid, just really sit down.
And if someone says something kind of shocking and you sort of resented them saying it, you might say, why the very? What, are you saying that? The very?
No, I'm not saying that.
Or the very
idea.
Say the whole thing.
The very idea of you saying that.
And when a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them?
What's so good about it?
Or if you're asking about their health, you'd say,
and how are you?
And when you're introduced to a stranger,
and how are you?
Okay. And if some people were leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back
again.
And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. No, yeah, and Happy New Year.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
No.
As a greeting? And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And say if you bought something, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and he
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I
opened it.
Or he wrapped it and then I
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it
for less.
Okay, so you'd be losing money on it. You'd be selling it at a
loss.
And you'd say, well, I like that, but I can't afford it because it, what, too much?
Costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to
borrow some.
And you say in the 30s, money was
tight.
Or another way of saying that.
Scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and or a little extra, and they'll call that
a token.
Do you ever hear of Lanyap or Pilon? And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you
stomped.
And if you saw a friend leaving a party alone and you had your car, you'd say, can I
catch a ride?
Or you're offering them, you'd say, can I
take you home?
Okay. And to get something to come towards you, you take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way?
Push.
Huh?
Push.
And you'd say, she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Fell.
Or
kneeled.
And if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie down.
And you'd say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just, what, bed? He just
laid in the bed.
And a game that children play, for one child to be it and the other children will hide. They call that
hide and seek.
And the tree that you can touch and be safe. Uh-huh. In football, you run toward the
goal.
And say the child left her pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. She'd say, I bet somebody
stole it.
Anything else you'd say?
Took it.
And you tell a child, now that stove is hot, so
don't touch it.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say you picked it up and
carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carried?
A lot of people do say tote.
Uh-huh. What does tote mean?
The same as carrying.
Do you have to have your arms around it to tote it? Or could you tote something like a purse or a briefcase?
Yes. You don't have to necessarily have your arms around it. You can have it in your hands. Like you said, a purse. Let me tote your purse.
Mm-hmm.
Or let me tote the book.
Do you use the word tote much yourself?
No, I don't.
And if you needed a hammer, you'd tell someone, go